Okay, we have three members, we have a quorum. We'll go ahead and get started. This is the February 14th, 2022 meeting of the Central Business District HDLC Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Robbie Cangelosi, present. Ashley King, present. Miriam Salas, present. Robert Boyd, absent. Randy Hutchinson, absent. We have three members constituting a quorum. The first item on the agenda are the minutes from last month's meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, the first item is 709 Chapatula Street. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Nick Musso. My address is 6414 Cartier Drive in New Orleans.
All right, staff?
This is a review of updated gallery post locations since previous approval of a renovation of an existing contributing rated 2.5-story commercial building in the warehouse district. At the March meeting last year, the ARC recommended conceptual approval with the final details to be worked out at the staff level. The ARC also recommended conceptual approval of the project with the following proviso. The ARC had no objection to the installation of a new gallery. However, the location of any underground utilities or services should be determined prior to construction. If the placement of the posts is affected, any changes will need to be approved by the ARC. And that's why this is returning now, because the post locations have changed. I think they're the
if
final.
If I could make just a short statement, I think we could cut this down to no time. On 701 Tropicalis, we installed a balcony, and it's the last photograph on the last page. And our original, you may have a similar photograph on your first slide, which is, I think, the best to show what I'm going to mention. That's a good one. What happened is that we originally had the column on the corner of 701, just like we did on this building, but because of a catch basin, we had to slide it over approximately 3 feet. Unfortunately, we have the same dilemma now on 709, which is the building adjacent to it. So what we've done is we submitted two proposals, one with a very narrow bay and one with a wider bay. The precedent set on 701 was also set on, 701 was also set on the gallery on the other side, which is Girard Street. And we had to do the same thing, and we met out there with, at the time, it was Elliot, and we went through the placement with him and got an approval on the placement. What you have in front of you is plan and elevation for two options. The first option, if you look at the elevation, which is A2, is a wide spacing, and it shows the relationship between the last bay and the existing, which we tried to make it look as consistent as possible. And then the second one has a lot narrower spacing, which I'm not as fond of. I have no problems with either if we have to, but I think the wider spacing tends to work. And I'm gonna mention another little glimmer in the whole review process is that it now looks like the courtyard bar is going to be taken out of the project just because of some zoning questions, and we're going to probably apply for that before the end of the year, or maybe next year or the following year, you know, who knows. But that's just to give you some information on this, and just like everybody's opinion on the two options.
Well, I looked at the packet that was sent out in advance of the meeting, and I like the narrow space. I know you like the wider space, but different strokes for different folks.
I normally would have liked the narrow spacing, but I don't know how much you're going to perceive that. Straight up, like you're never going to be looking at this building straight on. Mm-hmm. And so, like, because that was my gut reaction, was the narrower. But thinking about it, you're never going to be looking at it straight on, and the wider spacing is, I feel like, keeps in line more with the existing mm-hmm. column spacing on the adjacent building we're already marrying the two balconies.
I prefer the wider base as well. Mm-hmm. And it's because when it gets too close in the narrower one, the relationship to the existing column on the other balcony, it gets too tight.
And I might add, to reinforce Ashley's point, is that this is a one-way street, mm-hmm. Going from Girard, in the, from Girard towards uptown. So the view you get is the acute view that was, I think, the second or third slide.
Mm-hmm. Can you go back to the street views, please?
I walked past this yesterday, so that's why.
Okay, it's going to be a view like that.
Right.
But even more acute because that was taken from the sidewall. I mean, it's going to be...
Yeah, it's more consistent with what you have here.
Now, I do have another question that's related, and that is, because of zoning issues, this is going to be a totally separate business entity with another name and everything else. I'd like everybody's opinion as to painting the two buildings. We're going to paint both of them. I have schemes that I'll be glad to bring back in that show them painted the same color scheme, and I have one showing that painted two distinct color schemes. The owner doesn't have a serious, he has a preference, but it's not a serious preference, and I think I can persuade him in either direction. But I'd like some of your input before I get into my persuasive mode.
So it is functioning as two really separate businesses?
Or is it they're going to have two separate names to the businesses. The business, the restaurant on the left, has a large dining room on the second floor. It has a different name. But to be quite truthful, the courtyards are going to be united. So it's not this, I'm not going to try to fool you. They're going to be run as pretty much single large operation.
The balcony is connected.
Yes and no. We have a gate on it so that it can be separated. And we did that intentionally because they may, for instance, 709 may be having a private dinner and want to keep that balcony for themselves, whereas the Lucy's may be having something else completely. So he wanted to keep that option.
But the ground floor is still attached to Lucy's and operated?
It's attached via two openings.
Okay.
One on the first floor, one on the second floor, and a courtyard. Randy, I don't think you were here when I said that it looks like the rear bar of the courtyard may be taken out of this job, not because of anything other than zoning. And I'm sorry, Robert. I go by.
I would do the same thing. 100%.
That's funny.
At least I didn't call you Ashley. Come on. I think they're going to be operated like that, but they want to have the ability. Both of them have long-term leases. Both of them are going to be under separate corporate names, and that's all because of the city. The city doesn't want to recognize 709 as a bar restaurant. They want to look at it exclusively as a restaurant. And I said, that's what you want. That's what we'll try to do for you.
This all has to do with the limitation of the number of restaurants you can have in a single block in a single block space.
I'm not certain all the rationale from it, but part of it.
I believe that that's part of this. I believe that's part of this CBD district. So
the primary mover, probably, on that.
It's a branding. I mean, I see from the preservation perspective, there is no hard position on that one.
It has to no jurisdiction over paying.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I think it's a branding question that I will go with what your client prefers. I don't think that we can tell you color. Right. Yeah. So. I think it's a branding question that's more relevant to what your owners.
I'm going to present probably either the next meeting or the following color schemes, and you can bounce that around until we get tired.
Well, as I said, we have no jurisdiction over it, so we can just give you our opinion.
I would like your opinion.
Yeah.
I would say the building on the right is a landmark where the 709 is not. So
okay.
Maybe painting the two the same might cause some ambiguity as to which is the historic landmark.
Well, then that alone, then I would paint 709 different from 709.
I agree. I think they should be different colors in there.
That's what I have as my primary. Actually, these buildings were built at the same time and built by the same person. And originally... were identical.
Why is one a landmark and not the other?
I think because the other one has been altered so much. I'm guessing.
All right, at this time I'm going to ask, is there any public comment regarding 709 Chapultepec Street? Seeing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
I just have one question, maybe because I came in late. Are you gotten rid of the overhead doors and replaced them?
We have.
Good.
Definitely changed.
I think the column spacing on the building that has it is too far apart, and I don't think we should perpetuate that going across this building here. I think it ought to be a more traditional spacing. So my opinion is still for the narrow spacing in there, because when I look at in the other building there, it's just like it visually doesn't look structurally sound, and it doesn't look like a traditional spacing there.
There is another shot from further up the street, looking back at the two buildings. Mm-hmm. We grabbed that one.
Oh, yeah.
You have a better one. Keep going, I think, in your set.
Yeah. Does staff had an opinion about it?
You know, I was looking at it, and I thought that they would... I went either way, so... Just maybe.
From a pedestrian experience... at this corner, the little bit wider bay spacing feels as a better pedestrian experience. I walk past this corner all the time.
Yeah.
So.
I prefer the wider space.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I won't make the motion for it, but I will vote for the wider spacing. So someone else make the motion.
I will make the motion for the wider spacing as illustrated in option one.
Second.
I'd just like to add the proviso that obviously if there's any underground issues that require the relocation, that please come back to us before any work begins, and a gallery is not guaranteed.
We are going to do the same thing as we did with 1501, and we did a narrow exploratory channel to literally see the obstructions, and we'll do the same thing here before we proceed.
So there's a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
I have one question. If I pull that bar out of here, do I have to come back and get another stamp set from you?
That's really a safety and premise question. We stamp the final drawing.
You'll live by the set you have with this sheet amended.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is 351 Calliope Street. Can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Mary Gilmore with Campo Architects, 400 Poydras Street.
And I'd just like the record to reflect that Mary Salas is recusing herself from this item.
And I'm Michael Vega, also Campo Architects, same address.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is the final elevation and material review of a previously approved new construction of an 18,000 square foot three-story hotel. Well, it's not three-story, sorry. hotel building on a vacant lot. The October ARC meeting, ARC voted to recommend conceptual approval of the details to be worked out at the staff level, and the proviso that proposed that a proposed in-context materials mock-up be reviewed again by the ARC once further developed. The ARC also agreed that the facade elevation details are moving in a good direction for this large-scale building. The Calliope Street side of the corner tower could be further developed to include additional glazing, such as paired windows, to break up the expansive wall, increase daylight to the interior units, and provide additional visual relief. While operational needs for performance and privacy are understandable, there's concern that the proposed tinted reflective window glazing is inappropriate for this building, as these types of colored glass tend to visually distinguish new construction and disconnect it from the surrounding historic context, where glazing is generally clear. Performance and privacy requirements can also be achieved through other means, such as interior curtains and blinds. The relationship between the window glazing and proposed glazed brick should be stronger, and a materials mock-up should be prepared and presented to the ARC once further developed to better evaluate the proposed materials in context, including the tinted reflective glazing.
Okay, so there are three main changes since the last time you guys all saw this building. The first is we took a closer look at the glass and the energy model and found that we had enough room in the model to use the super neutral clear glass that was only at the first floor on all the street side facing glass. So all the reflective stuff upstairs, we can swap to the super neutral clear glass.
So it's the same glass on the first floor that was approved for the first floor. We'll be using it on all the other floors too. As clear as it gets.
And then also there was a comment about tying the, because the facade is made of these vertical elements and horizontal elements and then tertiary vertical elements, tying the windows, the paired windows together with the glazed brick. And so what we did is we turned the brick sideways, or vertically, so it's running bond vertical, to really emphasize the
at
window
the,
brick window.
At the lighter color bands, it's turned for
okay.
Darker.
Dark.
Yeah. The best view of that is the last page, last drawing, or A1 on the last page, that brick 3 turns vertically to sort of emphasize that verticality of it all. And then as a constructability thing, we also found that because the brick goes in and out so much, we added cast stone sills, and we have samples here to complement the various brick colors and maintain that setup.
Brick one's the lighter.
Brick one, yeah.
Okay.
Well, strictly speaking, brick one, brick two, brick three. We didn't have a full size one.
Okay.
So the main vertical elements in most of the building is this darker brick, the darker cast stone. Most of the horizontals are the lighter brick with the lighter cast stone, and then we're reusing the darker cast stone at the glazed brick as well.
Okay, so those darker elements are happening every other?
Every other floor, you're right, okay. Yes. That weaving idea from the beginning. One slight change from what I'd sent you on Friday. We had cast stone samples from the first manufacturer. They didn't match the middle the way we liked it, and we had asked for some previous ones. They showed up yesterday. So that's why there's a slight difference. And then we also have mortar colors. One that actually goes with both of these, and then a darker one at the glazed brick. We also selected a black alcoholic panel that wasn't on this board last time. That's for the corner piece, that accent. At the extreme corner, you can see that second page from the end. Are there questions or comments?
Is there any public comment regarding 351 Calliope Street? All right, hearing none, are there any questions for the applicant?
The darker colors on the drawings, that's where the brick is running vertical. That was you said. It looks like when I'm looking at the drawing, all I'm seeing is horizontally laid brick. And even on the last sheet here, where?
Right.
Where?
It's just below the window.
So it's this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Below the windows. It's not the dark. Okay. It's below the windows.
It's
okay. I'm with it now.
Robbie. how to do this.
Yeah, I see it there. I see it here because I thought we were talking about the darker shades in there. That was, but it was reading, it's drawn as horizontal. I see now where it is. I apologize.
It's meant to connect the two windows so that they read it.
Yes, I understand now.
I'm good with that.
Well, some of the decorative brick buildings do run bricks vertically. They do all these things in here, and my opinion is the palette's okay for this style building. I don't know if there's Randy or Robert, y'all got any
comments? I'm good.
Yeah, normally running brick vertically drives me crazy, but it makes perfect sense here. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's a different color and it's connected to the windows, I have no problems with it. That's good.
Yeah.
What are you doing on the elevation, the ground floor elevation on Calliope Street? Is that one funny door? Is maybe just popping out in the drawing? That guy right there? That looks different than you had before.
Yes, at the first floor, we have a couple swing doors, right, but on both sides. And we built a portal around it out of this same dark brick, also run vertically, to sort of separate, this is the swing door and the swing door system from the curtain wall system outside.
But it's recessed back, right, there's like a little sort of a...
Both sides are recessed back on Convention Center Boulevard. It's 20-something feet.
Yeah.
On the other one, it's 3, 4, 5, something like that.
But I think it's the head of the brick that's going past the head of the adjacent windows. Is that your...
Yeah. But I guess I see it now that where the head of that brick stops is where you're recessing back.
Yeah, what's a little tricky about that view is above the windows, there's more brick. And that, in this printing, runs into the ones above.
Okay.
There's probably a heavy line.
There should be a darker heavy line right there. Above. Yeah. So there, okay. It's a continue. It doesn't change.
Okay. I'm good with everything.
Everyone.
Looks good.
Randy, anything? I'll make a motion for approval.
All right. I second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
So are we, this is our new place, or
no,
this is temporary, just today?
There might be another